The biggest challenge we have is this is the greatest program nobody's heard of. So I'm really glad to be with you today, because the first thing people do when they hear about a program like this is call their attorneys. And this program sounds too good to be true. And I tell people it takes about 3 presentations before people get it, but they get it. But they'll get it a lot faster if you get it. So I'm glad you're here. So once the project is moving forward, there are 3 things that we do on behalf of the local governments. A contract is signed between the owner and the local government, where the owner is voluntarily asking for this assessment to be placed on the property. So unlike a street assessment or a sidewalk assessment or a sewer assessment, which is an involuntary assessment that increases the value of property, this one's voluntary. So the owner says, local government, please put an assessment on my property, secure it with a senior lien on behalf of my lender. I promise to pay, and I understand that if I don't pay, you are going to enforce this on behalf of that lender in the same manner as you enforce back taxes. The statute sets it up very clearly that you get all of your costs reimbursed. If the job is done right on the front end, that will never happen, which is why our business community wanted this so strict on the front end. So it's more work to close a project with a PACE assessment, but the benefits are tremendous. Local government turns right around at closing and signs a contract with the lender that says, lender, in exchange for providing the economic benefit in our community, you get the right to the stream of payments as they come in. In almost every other state, these are added to the tax bill, collected by the tax assessor collector, and sent on to the lender. Our tax assessor collectors went, we're choking. We don't have resources the way we're funded in Texas. We're not taking on another thing. So the lender contract gives the right to the lender, the government gives the right to the assessments as they come in, but delegates to the lender the job of collecting those assessments, the installments. So the local government doesn't have to mess with any of that. And then if there's non-payment, the local government has committed to collect if those installments aren't paid. So here's another interesting fact that makes this whole thing work. The assessment stays with the land. So if an installment needs to be collected ahead of a mortgage, the only thing that the city's debt collection firm can collect is the past. Sorry, I'm kind of. This is my Beto move. The only thing that the tax assessor can, or the attorneys can collect, is the past due installment, not the entire assessment. The assessment stays with the land. So if that property ends up being sold, the new owner gets it and continues to pay those assessments. All right, so here are the documents that you need to know about. Again, as the theme here, the business community did not want the government getting into its business. So the owner contract, the lender contract, and the notice of assessment lien, which is filed in the county record so that everybody knows that this PACE assessment exists, those are the only documents the local government works with. So they don't come into play until the underlying loan agreement is negotiated between the property owner and the lender of their choice, and that they determine their interest rates, they determine all of their other terms that they need to have. We will double check that to make sure it's not longer than the projected useful life of the equipment. We will double check that against the projected costs from the independent engineering review. The owner has their own contract with their contractor, their engineer, all those hard and soft costs, and the interest cost and the cost of the money, all of that is included in the assessment. And we review that to make sure everything looks good. The PACE piece of this is non-recourse. Let me say that again. The recourse is on the land, not on the company. What's in the underlying loan agreements, that's between the parties. But the part that the local government is involved in is non-recourse. Okay? And so that's what we look at. But we sit on top of what the market has decided is the highest and best use of this program. If you are interested in creating a program, the statute lists out 4 steps that have to be made, and they are done in 2 meetings. They're pretty typical. And all of the work in creating the documents necessary to create the program are done. And the model that we're using was created by the business community. It's called Pace in a Box. And the idea, with 254 counties and over 1,200 municipalities, if this wasn't uniform, it would never work. So the uniformity is designed to be user-friendly for local governments. We hope that you will do this, and we hope that you will use this model as the 26 local governments, actually 27 local governments that we serve, have all used this same model program. That makes it so much easier for everybody in the business community. Okay, so this toolkit, it's a plug and play. The documents are done, models are there. The group that created this, we had 130 volunteers work from the middle of 2013 after Governor Perry signed this to the middle of 2014. It had to be uniform, had to be user-friendly, had to be scalable, and it had to be sustainable. And all of this is working out to be true. We knew that local governments wouldn't have the resources internally to do this, so we created a nonprofit to run it. At no cost to local governments, we get paid a user fee at closing, and we've committed to lower that as soon as we're self-sufficient without grant funding, which is coming from the Meadows Foundation, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, and the Environmental Defense Fund.